We're coming to you live from parts unknown. We're going parts unknown on this one. They don't need me. We could be in Las Vegas. Irregardless, I'm Nate.
Serena.
It's the fucking Braindead Podcast Studio Live exclusive fucking double or nothing. No. It's too big. It's a rundown of Double or Nothing for the Becoming Tables and Cake Jobs podcast. We, typically we end up a few members down from these. So, Alex?
Not here.
Was the first one down. So, me and Serena are going to give you the fucking rundown. We're going to give you the exclusives. You want the scoop? What's scoop? You want to take a peek? You going to take a peek. All right?
Matt Lee's here today.
You take a fucking peek. You get the scoop. Here it is. The rundown for Double It Nothing. Yes, I said Double It Nothing. Get the peek, scoop, little scoop, peek, 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 scoop, scoop, peek. I don't even know. That's what Matt Lee's going to sound like when that motherfucker finally glitches. I don't think he's a human being. I think he's an AI of sorts. I think he might be run by a computer. He's gonna glitch sooner or later. Regardless, what we got first on the dock?
The buy-in, but we didn't really get to watch that, so, but I will just say.
We technically did get to watch it.
Oh,
it took a fucking while, though.
But Tuckhausen defeated Tony Nese and Mark Sterling.
The fuck of it. You know, I don't even think we can get copyright on it. Just be like, you don't even know me. Yes. Does there actually need to be a backup, something to follow that?
No.
It's Hookhouse. It's fucking Hookhouse. What we got next on the docket?
Now we're into the main show. Wardlow defeated MJF, which resulted in him finally getting an official AEW contract.
Before we get too deep into that, I just want to say, we attempted to put an air conditioner in the window for this pay-per-view because, well, I mean,
it's hot here.
You know it's going to get hot. Even when the fucking War Daddy pulls the straps down, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be sweating. I have beads running down my back, man. Like, yeah. That air conditioner didn't work, so we just went with a fan. By the way, if y'all hear fans right now, yes. I got a window fan pointed at me. Serena's got a fan on the table pointed at her. We cooling off from this bitch. Wardlow got us hot. War Daddy picked up the victory, and my God, that might be the
10 powerbomb.
I'm pretty sure we surpassed 10.
Probably.
That was the best powerbomb symphony ever.
Yeah.
Wardlow picking up the win, of course. I mean, was there any other way that could have ended?
No.
By the way, watching Bryce Remsburg and Wardlow just stand over him
with the ring, and he pulls off the ring with it.
He pulled the ring out of his tights. He was like, "Yeah, I got your ass." And they were both just standing there like, "Bro." And then he just reached down, pulled it. Almost like he was a fucking kindergartner. He was just like, hey, we use crayons. We don't get Sharpies. It was great. But what we got next on docket?
Elite versus Delete. The Hardys defeated the Young Bucks.
Again, was that going to go any other way?
Well, you know, the Young Bucks are cute, but you never know.
There were many moments where it looked like it was going to go the other way. But, yeah, we had the Hardys picking up the win over the Bucks, miraculously. Matt, hope your mouth's okay, bro. And by that, I mean Matt Hardy.
Young Bucks.
Matt Hardy was bleeding from the mouth. Yeah, and by the way, Matt and Nick really missed the mark on that. Yeah, y'all should have got the Dead Kennedys to redo that. But we'll get back to the punk rock shit a little bit later on in the fucking talk. What we got next on the back?
The TBS Championship match. Jade Cargill retained her belt against Anna Jay. And debut, which we've seen live. We've seen her live a few.
We can break this down easily. Our leader, Chris Statlander, coming to make the save from getting jumped by the fucking the baddie section. By the way, I would like to bring it up. So it's down to two.
Well, I mean, that's like the official baddies, but like the
baddie
section.
Yeah, but where's the baddie section?
I don't know if she's still doing that. She just like finds people from certain cities to give tickets to, and then they come sit in there.
Well, hey, I'm a thick boy. Just like
but
Samoa
the
Joe.
Detroit Baddie,
I'm gonna show up in a fucking sports bra. A pink one. Bedazzled. Serena. You can wear whatever the fuck you want. I'm pretty sure you're gonna want to sit way away from me because you're gonna be really embarrassed. I wanna be in the baddie section. I'm gonna
you
get me
like
a bedazzled
that guy,
sports bra.
The one guy that was like,
in the Hooters shirt?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Legend. Shout out.
Yeah.
I remember his name right now.
Yeah, hold up.
That guy. He's cool.
Flash the camera.
There is no camera.
I know. It's just this. Just a pause studio. Pause studio audience. The fucking wrestling figures and the Marvel figures and you. Sorry, Serena.
Yeah, I'm either.
Sorry, figures. By the way, I'm not like fucking 850 pounds. Alright, it's not scary. I ain't got shit falling out. Well, we got next one back.
Well, I know.
Oh wait,
very
we
quiet, but Athena.
Wait.
Athena.
We didn't even move on from that. Athena Palmer, formerly known as Ember Moon.
Fallen goddess.
Seen her in South Bend.
Yeah.
I did have one big question that I wanted to consult with you after watching that debut. Is she gonna have to?
Oh, yeah, her belt. Well, I mean, if she doesn't have another belt, then I don't see why she wouldn't need to not have the Warrior Wrestling Women's title. It's different because of Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa actually won the women's belt for AEW, so she had the...
True. Maybe her schedule won't be as fucking insane.
Yeah.
Ah! My bad.
Everybody in the
industry. I just realized how many fans we had going in here and was like, maybe I should move the mic. But, yeah, that was a, what did you say to me before this pay-per-view? No more debuts.
Well, I mean, I'm just, there's so many people.
Yeah. And again, I ain't calling your ass out. I completely agree with you.
That's a lot of people.
That's too big of a fucking roster.
You're starting to look familiar.
I mean, New York. What? Exactly.
No, but it's just, yeah.
It's a bloated ass roster. I mean, when you have the likes of Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero, Roppongi Vice on Dark, bruh, that's a prop. Roppongi Vice should be like at the forefront of everything. Mostly because fucking fans know who they are.
Yeah.
But when you get so bloat, like, for example, we got to see Brian Cage live.
Yep.
I already talked about it. The Warrior Wrestling Podcast. Two-parter. Mine and Alex's review. Serena's review. It's a fucking two-parter. Go back and listen to it. We got to see Brian Cage live. When's the last time we seen him on AEW?
Never.
Exactly.
Since
that's
June
a fucking
of last
problem.
Year. October? I don't remember.
Is he going to be one of the ones that just doesn't come back, doesn't re-sign?
I thought he was resigned, although I read a thing that said he was.
We'll fucking see. What's next on the docket?
And whoever Stokely was, but I don't
know. Oh, no. Yeah, I want to bring that up.
That was also in that match.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to re-Google it. I'm not going to get back into my phone. I'm not going to fucking do any of that shit. Me and Serena ain't going to waste that much time on it. The fact of the matter is, Malcolm whoever the fuck the dude was that managed the Diamond Mine with Roderick Strong in NXT.
His name's Stokely, man.
Yeah. He is a short African-American man with glasses and a beard. He showed up, threw Anna Jay off. I don't know what the fuck that was.
No.
Whoever that guy is, Stokely, that's that guy. If you don't know who the Diamond Mind is,
okay.
I'm not going to blame you. It's like a fucking generic, it's a generic Undisputed Era. It's basically all I can tell you.
Walmart
led by Roger. Yeah, it's the fucking Wish Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
When you think you're buying the Undisputed Era figures, and then you just get a array of figures, and you're like, "Who the fuck is that?" That's that. Yeah. But next on the docket,
House of Black defeated the Death Triangle. And
by the way.
Yeah.
I just want to say real quick.
What?
We got the Instagram back, right? The gimmick tables and gear jobs. Did we get that back?
Yes.
Okay, we got that back. If you know who Stokely is, or the Diamond Mind, hit up the comment section of whatever post comes from this. Hit that shit up and let us know if you know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious now. But Death Triangle versus House of Black.
Yep. And at the end of that, Julia finally accepted her fate into the house.
I mean, technically, you won't get technical about it.
I know we're in the house, but
still. We are House of Black members. Gotta find our way to make it out to the sermon.
Yeah, I wish.
In California. By the way, if you're in the California region, you listen to the podcast, House of Black will be doing a sermon out there at the, I think it's like a VHS 90s type order thing.
Nice.
Who knows? Might get a hair up our ass and be like, fuck it. Just go. Nobody knows. But yes, Julia Hart joining the House of Black. House of Black winning, I feel like it was already kind of a given.
Yeah.
But,
because I wasn't red, so no debut.
Man.
We had a guest that we killed.
Look like a spider.
It was an ant.
Oh, what the fuck? Well, see, that's why we need to put the AC unit in here and call it a day.
It's okay, we had an ant.
It's fucking hot in here, man. I thought it was going to cool off earlier in the day, or later in the night, and it stopped current.
Off topic.
Jesus fucking Christ, Serena, it's still 72 degrees in here.
Well.
Yeah,
I
off
feel
topic.
Normal.
I was going to say, off topic, 72 fucking degrees in here. This might be the hottest podcast we've done yet. In sense of, like, temperature-wise. What we got next on the docket?
Adam Cole defeated Samoa Joe in the Owen Hart Tournament Finals in the men's.
You know, there will be a lot more to be said, so congratulations to Adam Cole. What we got next?
Britt Baker defeated Ruby Soho in the Owen Hart Tournament Finals for the women's also special performances for their intros.
Who the fuck brought Britt out?
By none other than legendary guitarist for Fozzy, Rich Ward. And then Ruby Soho.
Hang on. No.
Okay, I'm
going to
edit myself.
We can't move on yet.
No. I feel really good.
First and foremost, I know there is Chris Jericho, Rich Ward's never going to hear this.
No. Maybe.
On the off chance.
I might say something.
Now, that being said,
I love Rich.
One of the hosts of our podcast is going to be buying a VIP ticket.
If I can.
To be meeting Chris Jericho and Fozzy. That being said,
I will say
her co-host mostly just is like, hey.
Tell them myself.
Will you tell Rich Ward I'm a huge fucking fan of Stuck Mojo and get me a t-shirt?
His other band. If you didn't know.
Both Serena and I appreciate Rich Ward for being a fucking what?
Legend.
Beast of a guitar player.
He's a legend.
But at the same time, you've been slowly morphing into a mini Jericho for a little while. We can't deny that. But at the same time, you're a fucking huge Fozzy fan. I myself am also a huge Fozzy fan, but come to find out, one of the big, like, new metal bands from the 2000s era that I was a fucking huge fan of, Rich Ward happened to be one of the founding members of.
You didn't even know, and you were listening to it.
Rich Ward happened to be one of the founding members of, which was fucking Stuck Mojo. So
I was the first one when he came out for the fucking intro to be like, oh my god, it's Rich.
I was about to say, we should definitely now get into that. Rich played out.
And then Ruby Soho.
Well, Rich played out. We didn't even. Rich played again.
Oh yeah, he played
Britt Baker to the ring
last year.
He played Britt Baker to the ring. And then not only did we get Rich Ward from Fozzy playing Britt Baker to the ring, but then we got a full band performance from Mother
Rancid.
Fucking Rancid. Whom played from Edwardsburg, Michigan, billed from Lafayette, Indiana, Ruby Soho. How fucking cool is that?
I think we all like, what the fuck?
Like, when Justin Roberts was like, Rancid!
Hey, that's what Alex called it this time.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're rubbing off on everybody.
When he started with the fucking I was like, Ruby Soho, and then it was like, Rancid. I was like, it's fucking Rancid. Like, we just got a sick-ass guitar solo.
We did.
From Rich Ward.
Yeah, I was like,
famously from Fozzy. Yo, go check it out. Founder of Stuck Fucking Mojo.
Go listen to both.
But we got fucking Rancid.
Go listen to them too.
In its entirety. Like, the entire band. I was like, oh, Lars Fredriksson's gonna play it. No, it was fucking Rancid, man. And who picked up the win?
Britt Baker. A couple won.
Good job, Rich. You played the winner to the ring.
Rich Waker.
Rich Raker. But yeah, go, Rich Ward. I didn't say bitch. I said Rich.
B-R-I-C-H.
But yeah, so congratulations to Britt Baker and Adam Cole for both winning the men's and women's brackets of the Owen Hart tournament.
It was very sweet to hear from Martha as well.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I sat here and wept.
It's okay.
Like a little bitch. But yes, that was really cool. Getting to hear from Martha. The thank you Martha chance, I think, is what got to me. The Owen chance.
Oh, lots of Owen chants.
That was awesome. So thank you to Martha. Thank you to Dr. Martha Hart. And thank you to Tony Khan, Adam Cole, and Britt Baker.
And Chris Jericho, because he also started it.
That was what I was about to say. And Chris Jericho, you see, I have a positive thing.
It's all
full circle. But yes, thank you to all of them for the Owen Hart tournament and everything that they've done together. And hopefully we'll get the Owen Hart tournament next year.
Again.
But we will be right back.
Be back.
What the fuck was that?
My phone. I'm sorry.
That broke me a little bit.
It started as the. Yeah.
So.
It fell on my iPad. I'm sorry.
Now I have to give context as to why I'm laughing so fucking hard.
My phone fell on my iPad in my bag, and that's why he's laughing so hard.
Anybody who's familiar with the film Wayne's World, it was 5, 4, 3, 2, and the countdown, and you hit the 1, and then you send it up. I hit the silent 1, and I was like, I'm going to give the Wayne's World countdown before we came back. And as soon as I hit 1...
My phone fell. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know, but that was really good fucking timing. All right. So, party on Wayne. Party on Garth. What do we got next on the docket?
Men of the Year and Paige Van Zandt defeated Sammy Guevara, Ty Conti, and Frankie Kazarian.
All right. What do we got next on the docket?
Well, I'll just say, since they won, neither Sammy nor Frankie can challenge for the TNT Championship as long as Scorpio Sky is champion.
And while we're going to stay on the topic, I knew the second they walked out with all the fucking UFC titles and Jorge Masvidal's title that they were going to lose. So
they can't challenge anymore. Thank fucking God.
Fuck them. What we got next on
that? Well, Kaz, I like Kaz.
Well, yeah, okay. Frankie Kazarian is the one exception to that.
But Sammy knows.
I get that they're heels, but man, I don't. I'm so fucking sick of watching
Sammy. Stop making out on TV.
It's not going to stop, Serena.
I know.
It's not going to stop. Hey, by the way, it's not going to stop. No, look at me.
No,
look at me. No, check it out. It ain't going to stop until he proposes to another bitch in the middle of the ring.
That's right.
And by the way, Pam, shout out to Pam. I ain't calling you a bitch, but yeah.
It's a curse when you do that. You can't do that.
Go suck a face on TV, young man. What we got next on docket?
Kyle O'Reilly defeated Darby Allin. And no Stinger, because he's hurt. He hurt my dad.
Can we continue to just move on?
Sure.
Is that a thing we can do?
I didn't really pay attention to that match, because during that match, you were trying to kill a fucking fly.
I went full Eddie Kingston on that motherfucker, too.
Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't even pay attention.
You know what pisses me off?
He's still somewhere, isn't he?
It escaped. It is no longer in the pod studio. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me a fucking Madball wrapped up, just like Santana and Ortiz.
I'm going to go find him.
And I'm going to go find this motherfucker. I'm going to kill this fly.
It's on his site with Clyde, bro.
I tried.
I know you tried.
This is fucking weird because the entire time we do these podcasts, generally we all have, we can look at one another while we're speaking, so it feels like more of a conversation. I just realized that we completely moved the table when Alex went to sleep, so that way I could kill this fucking fly, and now I can actually look at you, Serena.
Yeah, no.
I went on a motherfucking hunt.
A rampage, no pun intended.
A rampage. A Frankie Kazarian elite hunter status hunt on this motherfucking fly.
Now we're getting into the story time.
And it's fucking weird because, again, we tried to put an air conditioning unit in here. It did not work.
I think it got in through the window.
So we're going to have to go ahead and put the other AC unit in here, but we will have a cool podcast studio at some point. But again, I'm sure y'all can hear the fan on the table. We got pointed at Serena. I'm sitting over here in front of the window fan. It's what? What is it?
72.
It's 72 fucking degrees right now.
Fly.
It was 80 degrees when we got it. Did you see it?
No, I'm just saying there was a fly. Ooh,
you said fly. I was about to fucking jump up, grab a t-shirt, fucking slap that bitch.
You wouldn't get it.
So, I went on a manhunt for a goddamn fly. Alex went to sleep. Excuse me. Alex went to sleep.
Yes.
I tried to keep it trapped in here. I was going to kill it. Came back, me and Serena ain't seen this son of a bitch since.
Nope. He said, I gotta go.
There was a skeleton.
I gotta go, Wesley.
There was a fucking skeleton hanging up.
We gotta go, Wesley.
There was a skeleton hanging up behind the television that we have in the podcast studio on the fucking corner, and the goddamn body fell off. Now all we got is a motherfucking head.
And he's holding
the head. We have a head. We have a skeleton head. The body behind the TV.
Hard skeleton
behind the TV. Now I gotta move the shelf and get the fucking TV out. Man, fuck that fly.
Yeah, he's...
Next episode, we gonna give you an update on the fuck fly.
Did
situation.
You find it?
I'm gonna kill it.
We don't know.
I hope it comes back.
Well, then you know.
We get done with this. I'm gonna open the door. I don't care if Koichi comes in. Koichi is a cat, by the way.
Not
big
the
old floof motherfucker looking like a goddamn bobcat. Hopefully, he can catch it. I'm gonna get it. I find it. I'm gonna kill it. Fuck that fly. What's next on the docket? By the way, post-time show Double or Nothing, Nathan and the Fly, coming back. By the way, when it comes back, it's going to be a motherfucking handicap match, because it's going to be Nathan and Serena versus the goddamn Fly.
Yeah.
Annoying little bastard. What's next on the docket?
The AEW Women's World Championship, Thunder Rosa retained against Serena Deeb.
La Mera Mera. I have no complaints. It was a great match. I mean, I say that a lot, and I feel like people disregard it as, oh, it was just a match. No, it was,
and
it was
you
a
met
great
the lady.
Match. It was a fucking amazing match. And yes, met Thunder Rosa. That was an amazing match.
It was.
God, I wish I could... I wish I could literally give bullet points for it, but I mean, I feel like we would literally be here fucking ever. Her and Serena Deeb, I said it before, Will Ospreay, Blake Christensen, clinic. Put on a fucking clinic. You want to be a
Blake
professional wrestler? Or Blake Christian.
I was like
Christensen. Clinic. That's the first thing that comes to mind. If you want to watch a fucking hands down, just straight up, front to back, straight up and down professional wrestling match, that's what you need to watch. Serena Deeb, Thunder Rosa, Clinic. Go watch that shit. Like, it's... I mean, far be it for me to say, if you're a fan of women's professional wrestling and you want to see a killer fucking match, dude, pay the fucking money just for that. I would, outside of Anarchy in the Arena. But we're going to get to that. Yeah. What we got next?
Speaking of which, Anarchy in the Arena. The Jericho Appreciation Society defeated John Moxley, Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz.
That's good timing. Man, fuck.
That was pretty...
I'm trying to just think of words to describe
it. It was pretty entertaining, if you know what I'm
fucking
saying.
Fucking very entertaining.
That's sports entertainment.
That is, yeah. It is.
I hate myself when I say that.
Forks, fuckery, blood.
Mustard.
Mustard. Yeah! Mustard. Yeah. Forks, fuckery, blood, mustard. And violence. What would that be in an acronym? How do we... Serena.
What?
Write that shit down.
What?
What? How do we... So, forks, fuckery, blood, mustard.
FFBM.
What? My God. Man, I'm trying to... Shout out to whatever fan that gets the fucking t-shirt that's covered in mustard and fucking Eddie Kingston's blood. Serena wants it.
No, I don't know.
Hit us up on the Instagram.
Watch me. I'll fucking
Man. Yeah. Again, this is going to be one of those things where I have to stop and I'm just like, bro, I want to give everybody a description, but all I can say is go fucking watch it. Like
when you can.
My God. My God. You want the scoop?
No, dear.
You want a scoop? A little peek?
The only motherfucker that didn't get bloody was Jericho.
Matt Lee got a fucking peek and he got the scoop.
I got a fork.
On a fucking fork. With a fork. Courtesy of John motherfucking Moxley.
And mustard.
By the way, I want to give a good shout out to my co-anchor and good friend Serena for this exploding barbed wire deathmatch shirt that she got me last year at Revolution, and
the white one, not the black one. I want the black one, but it was
time for I'm scared to wear it most of the time because
I should have got the black
it's white. Well, irregardless, I haven't fucked it up yet during the pay-per-view or during the podcast.
You have blue jeans and some boots or whatever. You look like Kenny Omega.
Well, maybe I'll cosplay as Kenny. You go as Jericho, I'll go as Kenny.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to quickly give you a shout-out because I just realized I was still wearing this and I haven't fucked it up yet. So.
Good on you. I don't even wear mine. I don't think I've ever worn mine.
This is the second time I think I've worn this. I tried to wear it for a paper.
I don't really like white shirts.
I tried to wear it for a pay-per-view and it was like, nope, I'm going to take it off now before I fuck it up. But, yeah, this is
my first time wearing this.
You got your double or another shirt from last year?
Cody's on. Uh-oh.
Fucking traitor. We don't do that here. What we got next on docket?
The World Tag Team Championships. Jurassic Express retained against Team Taz, that's what I'm going to call them. And Swerve in Our Glory. Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee.
I'm good. I don't have anything to say.
It was kind of...
Part of me...
Felt like a filler. I don't want to say that.
I mean, it was a really good match as far as a tag team match goes. I mean, it's not every day you get to see a big man fucking flip up over the top rope like Keith Lee does.
Yeah.
I remember a post from the... One of the members of As I Lay Dying definitely wasn't their lead singer who was convicted of killing his wife. Wasn't that guy. But it was when Slipknot released their most recent song that said, Slipknot has no right being that heavy. And it was meant as a joke, but I thought it was fucking hilarious because we did this segment where you did the Keith Lee tweets. Keith Lee seems like the type. Okay, well, Keith Lee seems like the type of guy that will jump over a top rope and completely level an entire fucking foundation, which is what he did. I don't know. That big man has no right to be that fucking agile. We said that about Luchasaurus.
Yeah, but he's a
when we first seen him, but he's way bigger than Luchasaurus. He a thick boy. Hey, that's my stomach, proud thick boy. Shout out to fucking Keith Lee, man. I'm glad he's finally somewhere he can shine. By the way, shout out to Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy retaining. And again, I can't believe Alex walked straight past Swerve Strickland.
That was...
Swerve, still gonna meet you. What we got next on docket?
Our main event. The AEW World Championship match. CM Punk defeated World Champion Hangman Adam Page. The summer of Punk is upon us.
You know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom, and we're going to get right back on this for the main event, because there are a few things I want to say, but I also really need to take a piss.
All right.
So, again, hey, we see through with the fans. I ain't going to fucking lie to you. I got to be right back. And you know what? I'm not even going to put a fucking ad in.
You're welcome.
There will be no ad to be heard between the last segment and this. I'm just going to go take a piss, and I'll be right back. Well, that fucked up. I didn't get to go, right? It's cool, though. CM Punk had a pay. What a fucking match that was. It really was, like, hands down, an amazing match. But, I mean, was not CM Punk the obvious?
No.
I mean, part of me expected going into it that he would be the one. But then there was that little, you know, the bit doubt of, does Adam Page, does the Hangman beat CM Punk? Tonight clearly was not that night. I don't know how you feel about it.
I don't really know, because it's... I don't know.
About right where you are.
I don't know
how I feel about it. It's still up in the air. But, that'll bring us to the conclusion of this episode's Giving Tables Gig Jobs, Nate.
So we knew.
And man, fuck. Will you guys join us again for a fucking Dynamite rundown after this? Shit's gonna be insane. Will Athena Palmer, formerly of Ember Moon, from WWE NXT fame, will she be there? We don't know.
This is all elite,
well, so. Then I bumped the ash string. Well, Fuck me, I fucked all that. Wardlow, definitely gonna hear from Wardlow. Because he is officially all elite. Fucking War Daddy's all elite. Athena Palmer is all elite.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna hear from our new champion, CM Punk, and let's watch this fucking full heel turn happen in real time.
Yeah.
Again, I'm Nate.
Serena.
Alex.
Sleepy.
Went the fuck to bed. And that's all from us from the get. Wait, should we do the? Do the names getting up? We don't have to.
No.
I'm just fucking around.
And that's all. Sports entertainment. Oh yeah.